Dear Chicago.
Don't say.
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is James LeRoy.
And this is Waylon.
Today is September 5th, 2012.
We are on episode 441.
We're ending on an even. That's awesome.
Oh, I don't really want to record another show.
I'll split it in half, even if it's a 15-minute show.
That sucks for you.
So, what's going on? How are you guys been doing?
We've had colds.
Good. This weather is killing me. Like, literally, I don't feel like I have a cold at all. Mm-hmm. It's just that my chest, I don't even have snotty drainage. Like, I have no pressure
you
in my
might.
Sinuses.
It sounds like you're going to tonight.
Oh, I'm telling you. When I
He's
cough it up.
He's going to have some drainage.
But there's... Oh, gross. Speaking of drainage, though, last night, via Facebook, I stumbled across... Have you ever looked at those abscess popping videos on YouTube?
Yes, on YouTube. Yeah. And you just watch them over
Yeah, because I don't know... I got there from someone posting Kristen Chenoweth singing Everlasting Love, I believe, from Pushing Daisies.
And it went to this weird...
How did that happen?
Kristen Chenoweth?
Oh.
And it went to this weird Kristen Chenoweth, like, Star Trek thing, too, right?
Well, no, it's because that was just Kristen Chenoweth, like, a funny audition for the new Star Trek film. But then, on the sidebar, there were gigantic people pushing abscesses and making them pop. So, of course, you're like, what?
He was.
And then I about threw up, and then I watched more.
Did you see the one where the lady pokes it with a knife and it sprays her in the face?
Ooh.
Yes.
And then like squeezes it for like 15 more minutes and the shit is coming out. Like, how?
No,
like, how do you let something go that far? That, and why are you having someone pop it for you? You need to go to the doctor.
You may not know it's there if it's on your body.
Oh, that guy that had the booger?
Okay, we'll get to that one too. So first, the other one that I saw that was hilarious was a guy that was trying to do it himself in the bathroom mirror, and his wife's filming it. And they did put a note that he ended up having to go to the doctor to have it removed. It squirted so hard and fast that you watched it splash against the mirror that he's in front of, and then all over the side bathroom.
Is that the
wall.
One where they just start laughing?
Yeah, because it shot like across the wall and stained the paint and the ceiling.
I don't know how that happens.
So then, like, during those YouTube things, I guess there must have been extraction or something there. So then there was a guy at the doctor who had like the world's largest booger pulled out of his nose from a doctor. And it was massive. And it was disgusting. Literally.
So was it like dried up sinuses or something?
I don't know. But it looked like a cross between a really large fig and a palmetto bug that was cocooning or something.
Was it like bloody and stuff?
No, it was looked like a booger, but it was seriously
Hold
like.
On. I need to look this up right now.
Ugh.
Is it world's biggest booger or something?
Probably.
Let's all look at this together.
World's
so
biggest
this is
booger. Oh. Oh my god.
Are you watching it?
I'm gonna look at it now. It's 46 minutes.
Oh wait, there's several of them.
It's the very first one. If you spelled booger, B-O-O-G-E-R.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Pulled out.
Oh.
They're like deep down in there.
Oh.
Like. Oh. Are you sure you didn't have sinus surgery and they're pulling out like the?
Oh.
Oh.
These are like the remember
it is literally the size of a locust.
Ricky, don't get closer to the microphone.
It is literally the size of a locust that just came out of his nose.
Do you remember last time you started doing this and the hate mail we got?
That was so fucking nasty.
That's not packing. That was a booger.
Why does that happen? And why didn't he go to the doctor?
He did go to the doctor.
No, why did it go that far before you realize I can't fucking pick my nose?
That's nasty.
Oh my God.
So in better news, do we have better Fuck. News?
Uh-oh.
Are you watching the next one?
No.
Ew.
Oh.
Our listeners are
my God. Go. The second one. Looks like he's shitting from his...
That looked like a caterpillar.
Hold on, let me look at it.
Ew.
No puking noise near...
Okay, I'll try.
The
Is it world's biggest booger?
Yes, and it looks... Do you see blue gloves?
Yeah.
Don't.
Why does it look like there's a chicken foot coming out of his face?
No. Just don't make your puke noises in the microphone.
Wait, can we mute you?
Yeah, so Ricky has both hands over his face. And it keeps going. Now he's looking in disbelief. Should I puke or like, what the fuck's going on?
Which is your mic? I want to mute this.
It's number two.
Okay, I can't do that.
His eyes are watering.
We should stop. I don't think the listeners appreciate this.
Y'all do not want to see my Subway come up.
Subway eat.
And it very well may come up since we also just tried on a costume of sorts to get ready for.
We just tried on a bunch of shame, is what we tried on.
Christmas card. Shame it was.
Y'all.
He's going to be Jared for Halloween.
I am.
I think we're all going to be Jared for Halloween.
Those are not flattering. I don't like those.
I've never felt more like a sausage in my life.
Did we tell them what it was?
No. I don't think. Did we tell them?
No.
No, we haven't told them.
We're just, no. No. We didn't say what it was.
Mm-mm. Just making sure.
I mean, we could, but we'll.
That's part of the surprise.
Technically, they all know if they follow any of us on Twitter.
They'll know.
But.
But they don't know what everything's going to be.
No. And things very well may change since tonight.
Since tonight.
Maybe if we can lose about 40 pounds before the first week of December.
Right. So when they're made, they don't fit.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with having them put, you know.
Cinch them together.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I'd rather do that than let out. Believe me, what I just went through, it's not cute. And it kind of hurts.
Does it?
I'm in pain. Let's see. Hold on. Let me bring up. You guys, we have Pride 48 coming up next week. Can you believe it? Next week.
A week from today, you're gone.
Are you going to have this episode out before?
I will be there already.
Hey, and don't forget, we are not doing a live show because of Pride 48.
No, we are.
No, a live show in our normal slot, the third Wednesday.
No, yeah, we are.
I thought you said we weren't.
Yeah, yes, I said we were because we'd be the first show to actually probably talk about it live.
Okay, well, then never mind. There we go.
That would be September 19th.
Edit that.
September 19th. That is
Wednesday?
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. No.
Yes.
8.
Central.
7 p.m. us. 8
p.m. Eastern. 7 Central. 8 p.m. Eastern.
Yes.
7 Central.
Yes. Next.
8 p.m. Eastern. 7 Central.
Are you going to be an asshole anymore?
8 p.m. No.
So that's next Wednesday. I put it
I
on
was just
Google
clarifying
Plus.
So that they don't get confused.
I put this on Google Plus, and so it invited everybody that I have Google Plus with, which I hardly ever use. And it says like 17 people are coming. How many people was there last time, right? Like
4.
3?
No, 5.
So I don't think any of those people are probably going to show up. They probably just did it to make themselves feel better.
But a week from today, you will be landing in Vegas.
Yes, I will be there at 11 o'clock in the morning. And Melissa the Confused will be picking me up along with
I saw you mentioned on the list.
Mm-hmm.
On the taxi service.
It's going to be fun. I don't know what I'm going to do Wednesday. Well, Wednesday night, I think we have a dinner we're going to.
Dinner plan, yep. I believe at New York.
Thursday, I don't know what's that night. I think that was supposed to be the feast dinner or something. I don't know.
Did you pay for that?
No.
No, we did not.
I didn't pay for any either show.
We're going to Cirque.
Oh, y'all paid for that?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here.
Did you buy your raffle tickets? Because everyone still should go buy raffle tickets.
I have not bought my raffle tickets yet. I probably won't until I get there. I need to see the prizes up front.
You need to see the flesh jack?
Yes. I need to try the flush jack before I put my money in on it.
He only wants it if it's used.
Ew.
By Sater.
Ew. With his cum lube. That's disgusting.
If who would you rather have a used flush jack from? Sater from Sater Sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Ramble Redhead. Or... I'm trying to think of something that's not so easy.
Lauren.
No. Jeep Bear.
Jeep 4x4?
Yeah.
Mm,
Gavin.
Is death an option?
No.
No.
No? Okay.
Who would you rather have sloppy seconds?
Definitely not after Satosphere, because it'll probably be all stretched out and won't even feel good anymore. So, between Ramble or Jeep. I don't know. That's a hard one.
What makes it hard?
That's what. Well,
I don't know what makes it hard. I wonder which one. One that comes the least.
Well, who do you think comes? Who do you think comes the least between?
I think redheads come least.
You believe so?
Like actual volume and the actual
viscosity,
because no one has sex with them.
With him or them?
Oh. Them.
Okay, thank you.
Although we know that's a lie because Josh, Mouth of the South, is always busy.
True. So you heard it here on Foul Monkeys that Ricky first would choose sloppy sex toy seconds from Ramble Redhead.
So, I hope we see you guys there. And if you are not there, make sure that you are at least listening. Well, you should listen to everyone.
Yes.
But if you're a fan of ours, then you should be listening on Saturday at...
Oh, I don't have the calendar up.
Why do I have to do all the work?
Because you don't usually.
And we're going
to
be...
Sorry, I'm actually looking up these would you rather sexy questions because I think it'd be fun to ask these too.
We're going
to
be hosting the suite also on Saturday from what time? So. Let me pull it up.
I don't know.
Did we get a time?
Yes.
Yeah.
She said put it on Facebook.
Oh, that's probably why I didn't see it. I'm sorry.
We don't have it on our calendar.
So while we
are
waiting.
Oh, you know
waiting,
what? It's not coming up on Pride 48. What the hell?
What the hell, Becky?
What the hell, Becky?
Shut. So, would you rather...
While we're looking up this information, please listen to James LeRoy.
Would you rather orgasm every 10 years or every 10 seconds?
Every 10 sec. Well, just because you orgasm doesn't mean it's going to be messy, so I would do every 10 seconds.
10 years. 10 seconds. You know, have you ever, like, you know, been too sensitive?
No. That would be kind of...
That'd
weird.
Be awful.
Why can't I find the times for anything?
Okay, so...
Would you rather have breasts... Hello. Would you rather have breast implants made of Nerf or Play-Doh?
Nerf.
At least Play-Doh. They would hold their form.
Right. That'd be weird.
So we are scheduled for the hospitality suite on...
Like 2 to 4 or something, right?
Saturday. Oh, of course, this PDF that they posted went to 2 pages. 1, 2, 3.
We're doing it 2 hours, I know that.
Riveting. I don't know.
It's on your edge.
I think it's...
Where do you see it on the Facebook page? I'll take a look at it.
Well, you have to...
I think we should come back to this.
Yeah. You have to pull up a PDF file, but the way the PDF printed...
Mm-hmm.
The two columns that list Saturday and Sunday are on the second page without the actual times.
But I don't even see the post that she put up.
Sure, it's from Nessa. And it doesn't have a date.
All right, so what else we got to talk about while we figure
this
shit out?
No, but anyway, if you haven't listened to any of the other podcasts, because, you know, I do know we have some listeners who don't, check out the pink carpet at the kickoff. It definitely is a fun time. You kind of get an introduction to all of the cast of characters for the 48 hours.
It'll definitely
be crazy. Is it
inappropriate
if I wear blackface?
I think that would be incredibly inappropriate. Also, remember the name.
I'm not for sure how I feel about
that. I'm kidding.
The studio is now at a different hotel. So you would have to walk.
I know.
Outside.
I know.
We are hosting from 7 to 9 on Saturday.
Theater of the Mind. Blackface.
7 to 9 on Saturday is when we're hosting it. So make sure you come see us at the hospitality suite. They're going to have like the shows running in there too. So you can listen and talk with us and drink and whatever you want to do. And besides like crack, because we're not into that. And then make sure you listen to us on Saturday during the day too.
Yeah.
And apparently there's an underwear party on Saturday.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's not happening.
There's an underwear party on Friday, actually.
Yeah, not happening.
Hmm. Oh, when is that tea party?
Yeah, that's...
Welcome to my tea party!
What's fun is that everyone who's doing a hospitality suite seems to be having themed. So,
oh.
Wendy, you can't go to Wendy's tea party unless you actually have a hat.
Oh, I can bring my hat that I made last year.
Mm-hmm. I would love to bring mine, but it won't fit in the suitcase. So I'm going to have to go with something different.
Airport.
How am I going to get through that? Get that thing.
We need
security.
Hat boxes.
Oh my god, that would be so fun.
Do you like old fashioned
hat boxes? That hat box would have to be.
Yes, because mine would need something as big.
No, mine was much taller.
Mine had corn.
Mine had birds. Out the back. Mine had birds. Mine had grapes and vines.
Mine was educational. It had Kool-Aid
for a retard.
No.
Who wants to learn about Nebraska?
Who doesn't?
Exactly. So anyway, Pride 48, you guys go listen, have fun, interact with us. And we have a couple surprises for you. We have something already lined up. I don't know what else we're going to do.
It's not Coke.
It is not Coke. Although that would be interesting to do that in front of strangers that we don't know. Maybe we wouldn't be as I don't want to say we were shy, but maybe we won't be as caught off guard when people don't laugh. And maybe they'll laugh while we're doing coke.
Well, I think we should maybe do things that aren't illegal that could get everyone in there in trouble.
Who cares about everyone else?
Wow. Apparently you do, since you did just post on Facebook that we were feeling lonely and we needed reviews.
Yes, and did we get anything? No. Nothing. No phone calls. Oh, we did get some messages on the Facebook, though. Let's take a look at it. On the Facebook. I'm so old.
On the Facebook. Well, we did get a Twitter just now.
Mm-hmm.
A tweet from our friend down under. And he asked, which characters from Avengers you'd each like to do?
I don't even know what that is.
The Avengers, the movie that we all watched where we had this question that...
Obviously, he didn't listen to.
Oh, was that the one with
Hulk,
Captain America,
Thor?
Yeah.
Captain
America. Oh, okay. I just forgot the name.
Sorry. Wow.
Jeffrey did state that he liked our last show and he found it very inappropriate, but he wanted more Doctor Who references. So I don't know how that's going to happen.
But then he said, but offensive will do.
Yeah. So it would be really offensive. We talked about Doctor Who a lot on here, so we're probably not going to do that, right?
Well, it would be offensive to him because none of us actually know what we're talking about.
Maybe we should talk about it. About Sarah Song Pond Rivers.
What?
Streams. Brooke.
Islands in the Streams.
Her name
She's
is Brooke.
The first episode was really fun.
Yes.
Very excited to watch the second one.
Apparently it was fun because Mark and Jeff watched it 3 times.
4.
Oh, wow.
Because they watched it with us.
Oh, wow. Like, Jeff and Mark, please call in. We need to know this. And when I say we, I mean really me.
First of all, you know that's not going to happen.
Do you see something different each time? Are you looking for something different? Or is like the fourth time like, oh, they made a mistake there?
No, I really think that because they're such big fans, they read so much blogs and whatnot, mm-hmm. I think they're literally looking for potential clues.
For future. For what?
For future stuff. Sorry, my mic went out. Or, some other things too.
I have a question. Waylon.
Oh.
Have you looked online for microphones?
The answer would be kind of. I have begun the search.
I'm going to ask you that every
time. The answer is spaghetti.
I have begun the search.
So, all right, let's see what else we got here. We have a long question from RC Martinez.
Of course.
He's very winded.
Yes, he is.
So we'll go there first.
And where then, is
this? He wrote it on the website, so it's in the email that you guys don't look at. So,
which I don't have access to.
What are you?
I don't know the password.
Oh my God! Let me give it to you right now.
No, you're not. No. Yeah, give it to us right now, please, and to all your listeners.
So he asked, "This is one for all three of you, or whoever the fuck you choose to be the ask the expert. What do you do when, after totally befriending a recent transplant, you notice that his new boyfriend is a douche, and possibly using him as a trophy?" The new friends want to be BFFs, but this new BF is just a douche who hang. Now, when he says BF, do you think he means boyfriend or best friend?
Best friend.
Okay. Who hangs with other douches and does douchey things. Exhibit A. I was at my potential BFF's 25, BFF's 45-ish house. Okay, that's their ages. Sorry. Hanging with a new potential BFF 25 and BF 45-ish.
What?
So I guess his friends are a couple, and then the other guys are a couple also. And his friend walked in. BF, which I keep thinking big fatty. BF was okay, I guess. And he was with his skinny douche who kept talking about all the sound equipment he owned at the club and how the foam from my parties is superior to the foam of other clubs' parties because it doesn't burn eyes. The potential BFF is not my type at all. He told me I am his, and I am not even the type his boyfriend. All right. First of all, there is too many BFs up in here. This needs to be.
There needs to be a
bring
key.
Bring it
like
down.
Like
a
little key.
Right? I am not even the type his BF talks to. He wants us all to be friends. I don't see it happening from his boyfriend's end. What should I do?
Learn how to write.
First of all. It is ridiculous that one would actually say that you have a type that you talk to.
Right.
If you're saying that, that means that there's sexual overtones, which is a very different conversation of if someone's trying to hook up with you, but you don't want to hook up with them because they're obnoxious. But I would say if you like the person, then you try to get to know the other one. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out.
You don't have to be friends with both of them, but you should really be.
You don't
should
be friends.
Appropriate.
Yeah, you can be nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I really don't like you, Waylon, but, you know, I just come to hang out.
Right.
Because I'm cool.
I'm only on the show because of him.
Pretty much.
I was his chauffeur turned into, well, why don't you just talk on the show?
And you guys totally hate the provider, so.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
That was interesting at the housewarming party, all that big fight that went down.
Right.
And all the glasses that broke.
Waylon needs a solo cup. Mm-hmm.
Pretty much.
So that was a fun night.
I was taken back. Okay, first of all, people. Yes, I broke a glass at Ricky's housewarming.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning. Before
like the very
was
beginning.
I was taken completely off guard by something that happened.
Mm-hmm.
And yes. And then I got really nervous and threw my glass on the floor. Which I cleaned up and it was empty, thank God.
Uh-huh.
Now, sitting in the chair
5 minutes later
was not my fault because who are you, big boy, to have chairs in your house that only two people at your party can sit in? And I somehow was not in the room when you mentioned.
No, you were in the
I
room.
Didn't mention
you,
it.
You were cleaning up the glass.
Yeah.
That
I
only
didn't mention it, though.
No, someone said that you said out loud that only Lauren and Kevin were allowed to sit in this chair.
I think Tony did.
Well, Kevin got out of the chair because he felt it was a little too rickety. And then, of course, I sit down in it and break the chair.
That is funny, but the funniest part is you trying to fix it and then just break the whole leg off of it.
Yeah,
that
pretty
was
much. But I would have got it back together.
Old. It was, it's okay. It was an old chair.
It'll easily go back together.
No.
No, I could have fixed it.
We looked at it. It can't be fixed without buying a new leg for it or something. Mm. It's not that important. We just are going to throw it away.
Yeah, but you should not have chairs that you can't yourself sit on.
Yeah, that's well.
That
I didn't
was our
know.
Big. That was like our big thing when we were shopping for a new couch or some new furniture. We're like,
Our friends can't sit in this.
No.
Those aren't new chairs. He got those at a like at a estate sale or something.
Yeah, back when people were skinnier.
Yeah, right. So I had the housewarming party. I made two different lasagnas. I made a meat lasagna and a veggie lasagna.
Mm-hmm.
The veggie lasagna was the first time I ever made it, and I was really fucking nervous about it.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I liked it. I actually ate it today for lunch.
There you go.
But actually, more people ate the veggie lasagna than the meat lasagna.
The meat lasagna was tasty.
Yes, both were tasty.
I only had one piece, though.
Did you have both kinds?
Yeah.
Or?
I only had the one.
I actually sampled almost everything.
I think I was afraid to move after I had my plate.
Except for that really high quality salad. I don't know.
That's still in my refrigerator.
I just thought it was funny how he was like, I spent so much time on this. And it literally was spinach, cranberries, walnuts.
And walnuts. And I even text messaged him earlier. And I go, make sure you bring dressing and make sure you bring enough for everyone. No one ate it. Which I'll probably eat it for tomorrow for lunch, since there's a lot of it left. I'll just take the whole bowl.
After today.
Aww. Reminder. Don't.
I made bruschetta.
It was yes, that was really good. Although Mark and Jeffrey just didn't quite get it and just ate it as garlic bread, which I loved. I thought it was funny. But
yeah.
They're like, what? What bruschetta? Like, didn't you see the bowl, like, right in front of the bread to put the shit on?
I also love that you never baked your garlic bread either.
I did not. After I had a huge fit saying that I needed to go to the store and get it that day.
So, oh my God,
I had it the next day, and then I fucking burned it.
Mm-hmm. I hate when that happens.
I was pissed. Tony was like, well, we'll just put butter on top. It'll be okay. So, we have some phone calls, too.
We do?
Yeah. While they queue that up, and also someone from Polk County Jail... from where I lived in Florida, is trying to call me.
You lived in Polk County Jail?
No, I lived in Polk County, but someone from Polk County Jail is still trying to contact me, and I do not know who it is.
They must listen to the show.
In jail?
Yeah.
They have internet there.
When I had a radio show in college, we had people from jail call all the time, our college station, mm-hmm. and request songs.
They can do that?
Mm-hmm. They could there.
Are they allowed to have radios?
Why not? Yes.
That's interesting. So I don't know who it is, and I don't want to answer because then I'm afraid I'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, sure, I'll help you.
Did they not leave a message?
No, the message is the jail. There is a caller from Polk County Jail. If you would like to accept the charges, press 1.
Oh, like, I don't
know. No, sorry, not going to happen. Okay, so we're going to play call number 1.
I'm going to play call number 4.
Okay.
Ring-a-ling-a-ding, we've got a phone call.
Phone call. Fucking put in and coughing in this shit.
Cover your mouth.
That was a fake call.
Didn't sound like
it. Hey, Bell Monkeys, James, Waylon, and Ricky. Just calling you to congratulate Waylon and James on their engagement. Just kidding, I'm not calling for that.
Huzzah episode. 5 in a row.
But again, just wanted to hear Ricky moan about that.
Oh, he rolled his
anyway,
eyes.
Anyway, I'm calling to say that I don't think I'm going to make it to fucking Vegas this year. I'm kind of sad about it. The whole thing is really embarrassing, actually.
Do tell.
I totally thought that weekend would be perfect. I thought it would be the perfect weekend to go. It's it's after Labor Day. I'm using a buddy pass, a Southwest Airline buddy pass, so it's kind of like a standby pass. So that was my plan for using it. And then I call my friend who works for the airline, and he's like, dude, you realize that's Mexican Independence Day, right? And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I was like, so what does that mean? And he's like, there's a lot of shit going on. So I guess Ricky's going to be one happy ginger bear in Las Vegas. And I'm going to be one Mexican left up in Wisconsin all by my lonesome. Just kidding.
You mean with your boyfriend?
No, but anyway.
right.
No, it's BFFF.
It'll get a little bit clear as to if I can go or not. Let's see. Well, after I guess by Tuesday I can find out because it'll be after Labor Day. But the days that I was planning on going are really shitty days to fly, and... one of those things where I'd probably have to be sitting in the airport all day hoping that I can get back to Wisconsin by Monday, because Monday I have some Work-related stuff that I absolutely need to be back for. I've considered going Wednesday through Saturday or Thursday through Saturday, but this doesn't sound like a smart plan. So anyway, I'll keep this short. Oh, yeah, it's too late for that.
I was gonna say.
So anyway, I hope to meet you guys eventually one day, and sorry it might not be this Pride 48, but you know what? There's always next year, like Ricky said, and
you
at least I'll be able to plan ahead of time. It won't be something I just, randomly decide, oh, hey, I think I'll go. I'll use, you know. But, all right, well, I hope you boys have a good week, and I'll talk to you soon, or I'll talk at you soon. All right, bye.
Can always count on RC.
So, yeah, it's more likely the chance that he's going to be in Chicago again before he would see us next year, right?
Well, I would think.
Because he comes here only a few hours away.
Maybe we can meet halfway in like, Idaho.
What?
What the hell?
Geography lesson are you?
That's the geography from Virginia.
Oh.
I'm sorry, West Virginia.
Rootin'.
Ooh,
ain't the same. Ain't,
my mic.
See, that's what
Hello.
Happens. That's what happens when you diss Virginia.
That's what happens.
Your shit don't work.
Your shitter doesn't work.
Thank you for calling. I think we have another call too.
We actually have two more.
Oh, okay. We'll do one and then we'll use the next one for the next show.
Sorry, third caller.
Hey, foul monkeys. This is RC again. I just realized I might have said Memorial Day. I meant Labor Day. I fucked it up. I hope
left.
I didn't, because I've been doing that with everybody, and they've been correcting me, and it's really embarrassing, and I'm really embarrassed right now, so I'll be embarrassed after I hang up the call and or this phone and go on with my embarrassing day. Just kidding. All right, well, talk at you later. Bye.
Well, thanks
for correcting yourself.
I'm sorry you're embarrassed, but I'm pretty sure you said Labor Day. I don't think he's at Memorial.
I don't know.
He probably said Easter. So, we don't have any new reviews. I was just looking at that.
For Christmas.
Oh. Womp, womp.
Sad.
Wow, I got really loud there for a second.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me bring up GarageBand. I just need to take a look here.
So
we should wrap it up.
Yeah, like a condom.
I love how you tried to do hand signals and then just...
I tried to be like TV, but it just
I didn't really get this. I thought you were doing like disco. Like, do-do-do-do-do.
Oh, yeah. Maybe we could do a disco dance.
When? For what?
I don't know. Or...
Right. I still think...
I can do those in the gold lamé pants.
At Pride 48.
No.
I still think we need to do our Foul Monkeys drag show.
Yeah.
Do we have to wear what we put on today?
Probably not. Well, actually, yes, probably.
We don't have enough time now to prepare for that.
Well, I didn't say at Pride 48.
Oh, okay, I see.
I just said in general.
All right, so anything else, you guys, before we go to the next one? Or we have anything else?
Nope. I don't think so.
Do you need to take that phone call?
Nope.
Don't know who it is.
Right. I guess we're going to be out of here for a few minutes and come back later.
Sorry, that sucked.
This is a sucky show. Sorry.
Goodbye.
You know they happen.
We're just tired. All right, we'll talk to you later.
We have the wind sucked out of us?
What?
I don't get that joke. Oh. Got it.
Nailed it. Goodbye.
All right, this is Ricky.
This is James.
This is Waylon.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Foul Monkeys. We love hearing from our fans. You can give us a call at 206-984-3685 or text us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by searching Foul Monkeys, Wayne Willy, James Leroy FM, or you can email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com and jamesleroyfm@gmail.com.
You can also find us on our Facebook fan page and follow us on our Tumblr at foulmonkeys.tumblr.com. We also love reading those reviews you give us, so please head over to iTunes where you can also subscribe to our show. Again, thanks for listening.